Welcome to Align Your Practice, an exploration of the seamless relationship between the business of chiropractic and the future of natural healthcare. Join us as we engage with an array of talent, from seasoned experts to passionate new entrepreneurs. Now, here's your host, Dr. Joe Esposito.
Welcome to another episode of Align Your Practice. This is your host, Dr. Joe Esposito. We have a guest that we've had on the podcast before, Dr. Taylor Hoskins. How are you?
I am great. Thank you for having me back.
You're welcome. Last time we talked about opening a practice, hopefully you've healed from opening those wounds and telling your stories. Today we're talking about systems, something that we said on the last call that our behavioral profile showcases that it ain't something that we're wired to make it easy for us. So it's a good conversation about systems. So any opening thoughts about systems? I have some notes and some ideas, but I want to, those that are listening in that are maybe anti-systems, like if you're looking at Align Life as a potential for you as a listener of joining the Align Life movement, maybe it's like systems, or you know, you have a hesitation with that. What are your opening comments on this discussion?
So, if someone was anything like me, whenever I thought about opening a practice, systems was a scary word. That's like a dirty word. Like, oh, does that mean I'm gonna like have to wear this costume and memorize this script? And if I go off one word, you know, say the one wrong thing, am I going to get fined? That was like the fear that I had. But I will say, I'll start off by like giving some peace of mind to people who might be listening who are anti-systems. I was very, very much anti-systems, very much so. But I will say that having systems in place has greatly increase the clarity, the confidence that I have when it comes to communicating with my patients, my staff, my network, pretty much everyone and anyone I come into contact with. I just have this confidence and, like I said, clarity that I can handle the conversation that is going to happen.
Those are good points, because I think if you position your story in your mind that you system is what's controlling you, what I've realized in life is that systems is what created freedom for me. Yeah. Is that wild? It's the total opposite, mm-hmm. But you could sell yourself a story. Systems is confining and controlling. Meanwhile, systems is reproducible. It allows you to have a scalable, durable, transferable practice. It allows you to get a vacation because someone can cover. It allows you to scale because everything's measurable, right? Systems is the essence of power. It's the essence of freedom. And so those of you listening that were anti-systems, this should inspire you to say, take a look and see the difference. Now, you brought up a point before we got on the air here about the difference of Align Life, in that we're not like the police force in not allowing you to think or breathe or showcase your personality. Now, in transparency, we do hold a line on the business protocols and systems in the office, but you are the doctor, you are the clinician, you are the leader. We want to see your personality. We want to see your technique. We want to see your art form, and we don't want to have any say in controlling that. Is that kind of what your feeling is, the difference?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say that the line that you guys hold as far as, you know, the decisions that have to be made and like what we can and cannot do, those were things that I was happy to let go of. I don't want to make those decisions. Like, I don't want to think of my brand colors. I don't want to think about, you know, where I'm going to put or which posters are going to be good in a exam room. I don't want to think about what EHR system I'm going to use. I want you to tell me which one is going to be best and which one's going to help me grow my business. So that, I don't even care about those decisions. Thank you for making those for me, because I probably would have chosen the wrong thing. In regards to the having your personality in this business, yeah, I mean, I don't ever feel like I have been stifled. I don't feel like I've ever been told to be someone I'm not. And honestly, most of our patients, when they come into this office, when they have heard, oh yeah, we're going to corporate training, they've been like, corporate? I'm like, oh yeah. And they're like, what? I thought you owned this place. Well, yeah, I do own this place, but I'm part of a franchise. And they're like, this is a franchise? Like, yeah. So it's not that cold, stiff, like stuffy feeling. It's people walk into my office and the thing I hear over and over and over again is, I love the way this place feels. It feels like home.
Oh, that's great. That's good. I love that. So in systems, to me, the reason why systems are so important is because they're measurable. And when we take our systems, we have a custom-made dashboard that cost over $300,000 to build called a practice diagnosis that helps you diagnose your practice. And what I love is having a manual that creates low variables in decision-making. And then we look at the numbers and you as a doctor, as a business owner, could say, that number's down. We got to go train on X. And then you can watch the number go up. Like you just said, conversion. We're mm-hmm. studying conversion. You get the mindset, the heart, the philosophy, and the practical steps of enhancing your patient conversion. Then you go back to the practice diagnosis and say, oh, it went up 8%. Do you feel that's how it's working? Like those, the data, the system. Is that how you, it sounds like that's how you practice.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, the thing I thought about before we got on here was that the systems, they've given me solutions to problems that I didn't ever think would exist. And they've given me solutions to problems that I haven't had yet. But they've also they've prepared me to handle the inevitable issues that will occur in practice, in life, and, you know, in even just with, you know, managing staff. So, but specifically about the practice diagnosis that you're speaking about, that has been such a powerful tool because you're right. It tells you exactly where you need to train harder, tells you where you need to tighten up. It tells you what is going wrong, what's going right, and how to continue to be successful. And like you said, we're going back through our conversion training now because our conversion used to be really, really, really high and our attraction wasn't as great. Well, we worked really hard on our attraction. That went crazy through the roof, but we got lax on our conversion. So I was like, guys, come on here. So now we're going back through it. And like you said in the beginning, systems gives you so much freedom because I didn't have to think, oh my gosh, what are we doing wrong? I just said, guys, we got to go back through this and we got to tighten up and do what this manual is telling us to do because it's worked in the past. We just got to actually continue to implement it properly.
And that's a good point because when you're an entrepreneur, I always love the phrase, entrepreneurs drown, they don't starve. They don't run out of things to do. They drown in doing too much. And when you have a system and you have the data, the analytics, you don't get emotional. You don't start throwing things on the wall. Like in your situation, when your conversion went down, if you didn't have the data on conversion, you may have just kicked up your attraction more. We need more. You looked at it and said, we don't need more. We doubled the new patients, the leads coming in. We got to improve our conversion. So it wasn't where you're throwing things at the wall. You were very calculated. You looked at your data and said, wow, this is up, this is down. Let's focus on this, not focus on everything. We don't need to be team building. We don't need to be in our traction right now. We need to focus on conversion. Grab the manual, go to the section, let's fix conversion. So I love that. It's less stressful. It's more purposeful, drives your revenue quicker, and it builds morale with the team when the leader knows what to do. You get people to buy into that. And I know you're starting to have more maturity in your team. As we talked last time, you had some high turnover when you first opened. Now you have people that have been there for a little while. You're not onboarding. You're guiding and developing the team. How has that been? Are they involved in looking at, let's say, practice diagnosis stats and understanding the manual? Are they actually connecting themselves? Or how do you feel with that, the connection for the staff?
Yeah. So, I mean, within our systems, there's our weekly team meeting, you know, our weekly office meeting that we have. And, you know, that's when everyone is they're reporting on the stats that they're responsible for. And we have set the expectation that you don't just show up, hey, this is our goal, this is what we're at, we're behind, let's move on to the next one. It's, if you're behind, why and what's your plan? You know, you can't come with like, oh, this is what's happening and it is what it is. So it's been really cool to see our CA who's been with us, Paige, and watch her. She might not always have the right answer for, hey, what do we do? What's the solution? But she knows that the answer is somewhere in our systems and our operation manual. And so, actually this, I think it was last week, she said, should I ask somebody where to find this? And I looked at her and I said, what do you think? She said, I should probably just go look in the operations manual first. And I said, exactly, exactly.
That's awesome. So what do you see with your practice? You're only 2 years into your practice. It's a new practice. You just moved to a new location. It's beautiful. You got a lot more space. I know you're doing some tweaks to probably the build out and whatnot. What do you see? Like, what's down the road, year three, four? Some clinics by the second year are just trying to make their first dollar, trying to get by. Do you see another doctor? I know you're integrating some of the Align Life integrated services, but 2-3 years down the road, what do you see in the practice?
So by 2 or 3 years from now, we want to hire another doctor. We want an associate. We want someone who can get in here and give me a little bit of a break from adjusting when I want it. Not that I want to not be adjusting, but hey, maybe I can take another vacation. We want to have at least two more staff members, CAs, a TECA, we want to have a Chica, a COCA, and then maybe that TECA or maybe that COCA also doubles as like a health coach. That's what we're talking with Paige.
Oh, wow. That's great.
About now is she's really interested in health coaching. And she also is a little interested in being a TECA, you know, doing the technical aspect that a CA can do. So we want to have that opportunity to allow the staff to have more staff and allow them to be able to understand every role well enough so that, hey, if somebody's out, they can step in seamlessly, which is cross-training right there. And that can only be done with systems. But then also, because of the systems, when we hire another doctor, when I take a vacation, it keeps going. The business keeps running and I come back on Monday and it's like I never left.
And it's very rare for a chiro to hire their associate in just 3 years of practice. That's usually maybe a decade later in most scenarios. So I think in Align Life, one of our visions and goals, and we get more convicted about it, is to help doctors learn how to not own their job, but own a business. Owning a job is where the owner operator, where if you take a day off, you don't make any money and the business shuts down. You go to work, you make money, you don't. That's a job. So owning a job means you paid for your job. You put out a loan to get a job, but you can't escape the job. Being an owner means the business runs whether you're there or not. And that's what Taylor's talking about, is she can take not a 1 week or 2 weeks. She could take a month vacation if there's an effective practitioner serving that patient base, and she could come back with the same revenue or more revenue. That's a business. So in Align Life, our vision, our goal is to help owner operators become owners and not necessarily the operator unless they choose to. Like Taylor said, she loves to adjust. She can adjust 1 day a week, 3 days a week, 5 days, every other week, like whatever she chooses as the owner, because that's what you're buying as an owner. You're buying freedom. And if you build a clinic and you launch it and spend all that money up front and you never have another practitioner, you just lost all the value of being an owner. You shouldn't have opened it, be an employee. So this brings to another podcast episode, is understanding those that should, every chiropractor should not own a business. And that's another topic. Don't feel it's a rite of passage or it's a need. There are great careers out there. Even Align Life hires doctors. Taylor may be hiring one in a year from now. So keep your eyes out for what a great practice to work in. If you hear this podcast, reach out to Taylor if you want to be employed. But really get some clarity. And Align Life, if you're interested in the Align Life offering, will take you down a journey to understand your profile, your behavioral profile, to see, are you wired to be a business owner? Is it in your best interest? And then we can guide you a little along the way. So Dr. Taylor, do you feel like that transition is in the next year or two is to be an owner, not just an owner operator? I think you already have that plan. You have it already set. So that's awesome.
Yeah. I actually, when we set our goals at the beginning of this year, end of last year, I said in my 5-year plan is I kind of just want to be a clinic director and CEO and, you know, have the opportunity and option to come in and adjust. But I really want, I want to have less hands in the day-to-day processes and more like keeping the team inspired and keeping them motivated and on mission and on purpose, and having this opportunity to have doctors who want to, who are business builders or who are caregivers, but they don't want to take on the liability of owning their own business. I mean, that's a dream right there.
Yeah. And there's so many doctors that we have to edify those practitioners that are just innate geniuses and supporting people that are looking for a place to work and have a great opportunity for their career. So what I love where you're at is you're by Life University. So students that are looking for opportunities, you're right there. We're going to have to align our goals because I see your second clinic in about 18 months to 2 years. So I don't know. We'll have to have a side conversation on that. But do you see that as a future? Just curiosity.
Sure. So I own my business with my boyfriend, Ryan. He's not a chiropractor. He always says it. He's like, this is Dr. Taylor. I am not Dr. Ryan. And from the very beginning, when we had no money to open our business, that was already part of the conversation. We want to own 2, 3, maybe more offices. And that's what I see is I want to have at least another office, because if I can truly be that clinic director, the CEO, the hands out of the day-to-day operations and just inspiring training, you know, keeping people on mission, like that is, I could do that at 2, 3, 4, 10 clinics. I don't know.
Well, you're doing the right steps because you built systems, you own systems. Now you're building leadership. Now you're building a team. So you're doing every step a CEO needs to be. And you're going through the adversity of looking at this number's down. Here's how to train that number. It's the same thing. You're going to be looking at compilation data. You're looking at our leads are down, but that number is 4 offices. It's the same exercise. And then when you're talking to your doctors, and you're looking at not one doctor, but you're looking at 4. It's the same training. Mm-hmm. Conversions down in your organization, not in your practice, in your organization. So guess what you're going to do? The same thing you did last week. You're going to find the training and you're going to do the training. But what you're able to do is you're going to impact more lives. What this country needs is more successful chiropractors. We need people like you, Dr. Taylor, with your drive, your passion, to be able to lead groups of chiropractors. Like all chiropractors that are leaders, you need to lead groups of chiropractors and help them have an effective, successful career serving the masses, because there are too many people in this society that need chiropractic care. And I don't want to go on a soapbox, but you know, we don't have to get patients. We have to serve people. We got to get in conversations. People are already in because they're suffering and they need us. And that's my passion in Align Life, is I want to be able to serve those doctors that may be scared or don't have a business sense or don't know how to market, but they're innately healers that want to serve. So I applaud what you're doing, and I'm excited to watch some of these young doctors get an opportunity to work in your organization, because I think it's going to be one of the leaders in the Align Life organization. And being so close to life, I think your ability to have the preceptor program and having some of those students come in to maybe do a 90-day window inside of your world, your vision, your leadership, and seeing what maybe the future is unifying with your team. So any final thoughts on, you know, we're talking systems and we took it from being scared of systems to maybe multiple clinics and being a CEO of a larger organization. I think it was a good journey. Right. Any final thoughts for people listening or closing up?
I mean, if I can fall in love with systems, if you, Joe Esposito, can fall in love with systems, I think anybody can. So I just want to make sure that no one is afraid of systems. It truly, like you said, gives you freedom. And the beautiful thing about it is, yes, it's given me this freedom to where I can step into a space as like the CEO and the visionary and inspire my staff and my patients more. But it's also given my staff, Paige, the opportunity to also feel inspired to lead others, which is amazing. You know, that's like, as a business owner, as like a leader, as somebody who is wanting to inspire people, when you're inspiring your staff to inspire more and continue your journey and your mission, like, what more could you want out of life? Like that right there, it's like, wow, okay, the days are long, but I must be doing something right here.
It's awesome because it's just impacting more lives, what you're saying. It's just that you're a leader inspiring other leaders. Yeah. Just a wow, that's powerful. And those of you who didn't watch our podcast on our review of Multipliers, it's a book on leadership. Taylor, it's your next book to read, but we did a breakdown in the podcast. We did about 5 episodes on Multipliers. One of the most effective academic exercises I've done to become a better leader was reading and studying Multipliers. So that's a little nugget for you guys. Dr. Taylor, thanks so much again for your interest. Looking forward to following your journey, having you back on this podcast. Anytime you have a new lesson learned, new adversity you overcome, new clinic you open, reach out to us. We'd love to have you back on.
All right. Thank you so much.
This episode was brought to you by Align Life Chiropractic and Natural Health Centers. If you're interested in creating your dream practice or want to know more about Align Life, go to AlignLifePodcast.com.